So this woman, she was talking about how, you know, what men, you know, they want to be able to provide for their woman. But this woman's saying that men seek women that don't have anything.
There ain't nothing wrong for the guy being the sole provider of their family. Nothing wrong with it. The problem that I find weird is that the men that are providing are literally seeking, like, they want a woman that don't have one for themselves.
No, I don't. That's so incorrect.
Yeah.
Men are not searching for women that don't have anything going for themselves. Men, not all, because we have Chris in here, that he likes his woman to provide for him. But men, I think, on, you know, more than not, want to feel needed. And so if the woman has everything figured out, a lot of guys may run away from that. And a lot of women have said that that seems to happen. They can't find a guy to stay in a relationship with them because the dude's like, you don't need me. What can I offer you? You make good money. You have your own house. You have your car. You have everything, right? You really don't need the guy.
Yeah.
And dudes want to feel needed. Just like in a relationship, if the man didn't make the woman feel desired, right? What would happen?
Yeah. I mean, she'd be find like, somebody that would.
Yes. She doesn't want a man that doesn't, you know, make her feel desired.
Of course.
So a man doesn't want to be with a woman that he doesn't feel needs him. So it's not that these men are seeking out women that have nothing going for themselves. They're seeking out women that they feel they can provide for, that they feel needed.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. But somehow they twist it around. It's like, oh, you're just going for women that don't have crap going for themselves.
Like, that's what they prefer. You'll come across a bomb-ass chick that's in her bag, but you don't want her because she's able to make it by herself.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't want her because she doesn't need us. So if you don't need us, well, what do? You're like, oh, let me go to, you know what I mean? You're not going to give to a charity that has a bunch of money. You're going to go give to the charity that is in need.
Yes.
All right. Men like to feel needed.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it matters.
Mm. I mean, I feel like it does.
I totally agree with you.
Derek, would you, if your chick had it all together and she had, you know, really didn't need you.
I wouldn't see what my point was.
Oh.
Like,
and
what?
Wouldn't you think it also risky? You don't know if this relationship, she's like, at any point in time, she could pack up because she doesn't need you.
Yeah. And not that she has to rely on me, but it's just that she does need me because I do provide for her.
Right.
Right. And what a great feeling it is when you go to your job every day and you're providing for your family.
Right. And, you know, to have that kind of control over her.
Okay. Well, that's where it gets bad.
What?
Because this woman is saying that men are out there seeking women that don't have crap going for themselves.
Oh. Well, I definitely got one of those.
Well, all right.
No doubt about that.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you where they're all at, too.
Okay.
They're all out, yeah.
Well, all right.
I can bring you to the side of town where they are.
All right. Like, well, check this out. So, you know, a lot of the dudes, what are they doing? They're leaving the country to find women that need them.
Yeah.
Like, they call them passport bros, but essentially, they're not leaving the country, you know, just to go get a woman, because there's plenty of women here.
Yep.
But these men don't feel needed.
Mm.
I think that's just a normal thing that all men, at least except Chris, I get it, you don't care.
Nope.
But most men want to feel needed.
Yep.
Maybe I'm wrong. 1-855-FU-BILL.
You're 100% right.
No, because I used to feel that way until I got a taste of this different life.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this doesn't taste so bad.
Right.
I have no stress.
Yeah, but you also got a taste of that D, divorce.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right? And that didn't taste too good.
Yeah, it didn't taste good at all.
Right? Mm. And guess what? She really didn't need you after that.
On it. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I thought, and that's the thing, I thought, like, the divorce is like going to come back and, yeah, I need you. Nope. Nope. She got
stronger.
Hey,
we can be together, but yeah, I still don't really need you.
Yeah.
But at any point in time, she can just roll out.
She can just roll out.
She doesn't need you.
No.
That can't be a great feeling.
No. I mean, there's no other way to put it, but no. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
When you work through it, you're like, yes, I guess I see your point.
Let me go to Rufus. What's up, Rufus?
Hey, think about it. If you got an old gal that's paying for everything... I call that perfect.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of men that are searching for that now.
Well, I'm looking for the one. I mean, the one I got now, she's already, she supports me.
That's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, I mean, get spoiled.